Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
You can text us at 800-400-3697. Here's one. 310 says, you'd think Sarah would be more supportive of Vinny's attempts of finding love.
Why am I? What's not supportive about
both
me
these
knowing
girls,
that you?
Listen to them.
Oh my God.
How angry they are.
That you didn't show up to work that
yeah,
one day
we were
and lied
pretty
about
freaking
it?
Mad about it. If you had just said I had to give it to this girl real good, we might have gone, oh, we get it. But
okay.
We didn't.
We would have been out, put her on the phone. How did he do?
Yep.
Oh, right.
How was he?
Yeah. Sure.
That's exactly what would have happened.
Yeah, we could have made a whole bit out of it, Vincent.
Please, Ben. Instead, it was just like this weird thing we weren't allowed to talk about. I have an email here. This is so sweet. Our email address is Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. Good morning. Would love a shout out. My wife's 50th birthday today, Lana.
Oh, I love that name.
And she is your biggest fan. Listens every day, quotes you guys constantly from stories and current events. And the ongoing joke is, where did you hear that? To which she replies, best friends.
Uh-huh. How do you spell Lana?
L-A-N-A.
It is.
Yeah.
All right.
Lana. This would be a great start to the second half of her life. Thanks for all the happiness you bring her.
Aww.
So sweet. Lana, thanks for listening.
A National Spouses Day, right, Vinny?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. It's nice.
Hooman.
Do nice things.
Hooman laughs.
Hooman, you should have heard the story. It was really sweet.
I'm sorry I missed it. I wanted to do a good job with, you know, my last Friday before Bryn comes back. Thank the Lord. So I wanted to give the music a little bit of extra love this
Someone summer. Wrote about Hooman snacks, too. 510 says, once I was in studio and Hooman has three jars of weird bleep. I asked him what it was, and he said, it was the most expensive tea in the land.
That's right.
You said the most expensive tea in the land? What's that, Hooman?
It's the most expensive tea in the land.
That sounds like Hooman.
In the land?
In the land.
Oh.
Weird.
So is something better automatically because it's the most expensive tea in the land?
No, it's just, you know, the way it's grown and the organicness of it and the
that
nutrients
and
the oil.
And
there's an active volcano nearby.
If it was on sale for half price, would you be like, pfft?
Well, something went wrong with this.
Yeah, this is a bad batch, obviously. Is that what you would think?
Well, I mean, I'm always suspicious when...
Do you ever look for a bargain?
I mean...
Ever.
Sure, if it's a brand name that I like, yeah, you know. If there's a good pair of, you know...
Prada.
Yeah,
if Prada's on sale.
If they make
Chanel,
jeans.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right. Oh, this is it. Do almost anything.
Unless you want me
to do, yeah, but I can't go for that. No. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train. I mean, look, we're not trying to diminish Train, but we hear Train all the time, and, you know, so we're just playing the Hall and Oates songs. I suppose maybe we could do like a put a Train song.
I don't have
song
a Train song.
All right, great. Daryl Hall and John Oates, co-headlining tour. We love Train. We've loved them forever.
For years,
just
yeah.
Fun listening to Hall and Oates songs. May 4th. At the SAP Center in San Jose, August 7th at Oracle. The tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the arena box office, or charged by phone.
Bought my tickets yesterday.
And Train. You did?
Yeah.
Which one are you going to? May?
The May 4th
it
one.
It is a Friday. It's a tempting one. No.
I got some club seats. No, they were like do. $155,
holy
something like that.
Cow.
Yeah, each.
No can do. I can't go for that. No.
No.
Oh. No can do. This, you know what? She's gone is the one, man. Like, we
you
rocked
go back?
Out to that. So we. Well, it is Friday.
Just a little bit.
Wounds. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to say she's gone. Oh, I. Is this the one where it goes, she's gone? Okay.
and she's gone. Oh, what went wrong? Although I don't want to sit through the whole buildup. Can you skip us forward a little bit? There's like the 4-step buildup here.
Oh.
She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to say she's gone. She's gone. She's gone. I'll pay the devil to replace her. All right, now I feel like we...
Why do you think he's so happy she's gone?
He's not. He's super... He's wailing.
No, he's... You don't hear him?
You don't hear the joy in his voice?
She's free gone! It,
free it, love.
No, he's howling to the gods. Like, why is she going?
Yeah, he's so
that.
Happy.
Yeah, Vinny's...
I don't think he's happy.
Finally.
I think...
She's gone! Listen to how plaintive that sounds.
He loves it.
No. I gotta learn how to say it. I'd pay the devil to replace her.
Yeah.
I'd pay the devil to replace her. She's gone.
Oh, so good.
I totally read that a different way than you do.
No, he's lamenting the fact that she's departed.
But he cheated on her.
No, he must have.
I don't think that's what happened.
On her. I don't think any, because he says, you know, why? I don't, what went wrong?
He has to buy a replacement of her at the devil store. What's wrong with you guys? He's glad she's gone.
He's not. So. He's really sad.
Get your clothes and get out.
You and your ideas about love.
Look, it says here, the words are, she's gone out of my life. Right. I was wrong. I'm to blame.
Oh.
I was so untrue. I can't live without her love.
Oh.
He cheated on her.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. I guess it was just the question, you know, what went wrong?
You went wrong.
Yeah,
I figured out a way to enjoy these long buildups, and you just ruined it. Thanks a lot.
Dang. She's gone.
So much more fun the other way.
God, what a great song. All their songs. Oh, my God. You're going to have so much fun at that concert.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait. I wonder if I was looking at the wrong lyrics. There's another She's Gone song.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Those don't sound familiar.
No. I was looking at the wrong song.
Oh, see? It's back.
Yeah, it's back because he didn't cheat on her. He doesn't know what went wrong. Things just fell apart, and he's super sad about it. Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
Mm.
She sat down with Inside Edition to say nothing. They asked her point blank if she had a sexual relationship with President Trump. She smirked and said nothing, which at the very least confirms that she was paid not to talk about him, although she wouldn't confirm that either. She wouldn't even admit that she met Trump at a golf tournament in Lake Tahoe, even though they put the picture up and said, here's you meeting him. Did you meet him? What she would say is that she's received threats since this whole thing blew up and she's had to hire security, and admitted that her portrayal on Saturday Night Live this past weekend made her giggle. Maybe she'll make another appearance.
Well, I imagine she's enjoying fame on a level she never has seen.
Oh, yeah. People know her.
So that must be great. I know that, what do they call? Oh, the First Lady has boycotted a few events as of late. So she's clearly not enjoying
the
ride.
Yeah, she was supposed to go to Switzerland with the Donald. And she's like, I don't think I'll be going. I think not. Have fun.
Can you imagine? I don't know their deal.
Embarrassing.
That is on. Even she has already been famous because of her relationship with Donald Trump, because he's had a TV show and he's a billionaire and whatever. But now, in front of the world, you find out he banged a porno star in Tahoe.
Yeah.
4 months after you gave birth to the kids got to also be having a great time with this. Oh, really?
Brutal.
I was an infant. She said the biggest misconceptions about her are that she's stupid or a greedy opportunist.
Mm. Well, she's a greedy opportunist, but...
That's a misconception about me. Baby.
Really?
Yes. And also, not stupid. So ask me a hard question, and I will tell you what are the words that will satisfy your query. Never mind. Anyway, she's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Tuesday, so I don't know if he'll get anything more out of her. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Has anyone watched her work?
No.
Because of her newfound fame?
Yeah, I did.
I have not. Have you?
No, I have not. I was thinking, though, remember she was going on a pole tour.
Yeah.
So people are definitely interested.
Oh, you're going to go
her.
To that?
No, I'm not going to go to that. Oh. I'm just saying she is on a pole.
I bet she's
tour.
Spiked. I'm sure that she's, you know, 1,000 times more views than before. What about you, Vinny? You must have.
No, I haven't.
Daniels,
did you know her name before this?
No.
I feel like that sounds like a familiar name, but I don't know any porn
stars.
Sounds
like a meteorologist.
It does, actually.
Whether or not there's a name under the thumbnails that you look at when you're looking for some inspiration, she's not someone I would have clicked on.
Yeah.
What is your takeaway, Hooman, as one person on the show who has checked out Stormy Daniels' work?
I wasn't like... I watched a little bit and I'm like, this isn't that great. So I just kind of moved on.
What is there?
She's
a
always
hook?
A MILF. She's always old, and all the boys are always young. Like there's a trend to her.
Boys to the yard.
Yeah, she's always like, you know, my mom's or my best friend's mom or something along those lines. So
I think she's pretty though.
She is actually surprisingly unbeat looking for a
porn. For a mattress actress.
For a mattress actress. Yep. All right. So the XFL
made the news yesterday.
It sure did. It's not the first time that we've heard it. I mean, what was it like in the early 2000s? When was this thing before?
There was I think it only made it one season, but the XFL was something that Vince McMahon of the WWE/WWF.
Oh, 01, they're saying here.
Had brought to, and it was different than the NFL, but it was still football.
But this wasn't the arena football. This was a totally different thing. It's regular. It's more like regular football played on the right size field.
The weird thing I remember the most about that league was one of the players was called He Hate Me.
He Hate Me. They reference him in this because the players put nicknames on their shirts instead of their actual. Well, some of them just had their names, but He Hate Me was on the dude's shirt, which was kind of cool.
Sure.
And that's how you would know the guy.
Right. I didn't really watch, though, so I can't say anything.
I mean, I definitely didn't watch. So the WWE chairman, Vince McMahon, he is bringing back the XFL. At a press conference yesterday, he said he's funding it all by himself with $100 million he got from cashing in WWE stock last month. And if it goes according to plan, which this seems ambitious, he plans to have it kick off in January of 2020. 8 teams made up of 40 players each. The cities haven't yet been chosen. Although, you know, maybe Oakland will be like, hey, we've got an empty stadium.
Well, you know what's interesting? I'm sure you're thinking about this too, Vinny. You're going to get Colin Kaepernick over there. You're going to get Ray Rice over there. You're going to get, you know, the people that the NFL are like, no, you're too controversial for us.
Well, you may see some of them, but listen to some of these rules that they have in place for qualifying as a player, because it's...
He's going the other direction this time.
He's friends with Trump, and a lot of people are saying that he's actually trying to create something that Trump will get behind. He wants it to be something that he can point at and be like, my friend Vince McMahon understands how things should be.
Right.
So they haven't announced any media partners either, but they plan to have a bigger online interactive component than the NFL. He promised a faster-paced, shorter, family-friendly, easy-to-understand game. Each game will only be 2 hours. So I guess the quarters will just be shorter, because I don't know how they could make that happen. He wants to make it less gimmicky than the old XFL, which means you can there won't be the crazy, sexy cheerleaders. I guess that was one of the big draws. But they might allow the player nicknames. Player salaries have yet to be determined, but they'll be paid more for winning. This next point is huge. This is the one. And it's hard to believe that they could actually follow through with it if they want to build quality rosters. No one with a criminal record can play in the new XFL, not even a DUI. If you have ever been arrested, basically,
you
cannot play.
That's a bad idea.
Straight up disqualifies.
They're not going to have
anybody there. They're not going to have anyone there.
People were saying that Johnny Manziel, how do you say his name? Manziel?
Yeah, Manziel. Yeah, Manziel.
He tweeted immediately, I want in!
Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
Wow.
According to these rules, you can't be in.
They're going to change that.
They're also saying that this is a racist policy. Colin Kaepernick... McMahon is saying, I don't want players expressing social or political views on the field. We want someone who wants to take a knee to do their version of that on their personal time.
Listen to this. 925 wrote in. If the new XFL stands for the national anthem, I'm watching. As a vet, I stopped watching the NFL this year.
Well, that's what he's going to say. that they have to stand. He doesn't want any protests on the field. He also said, Vince McMahon said it would be a... you know what? Yeah, here's what he says about Kaepernick. He said, it would be appropriate to make players stand for the national anthem, but when asked specifically about Kaepernick playing in the XFL, he said, that'd be fine as long as he abides by the rules he laid down. As laid down. Tim Tebow, I'm sure, would fit right in.
Yeah, he would.
He'd have to be good enough to make it, though. McMahon is saying there's not going to be any stunt casting. He wants quality players, legit competition. So no criminal records and no kneeling for the national anthem. And he thinks he's going to get this up and rolling by 2020.
Hmm. Pickup line one, Ellie. She wants to talk about why it failed the first time around.
Hi, Ellie. Ellie.
Sarah's mom. You're
Ellie.
On.
Ellie.
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 All right. She's not there.
I'm just like totally fascinated to know what's happening in this
Ellie?
Person's.
Ellie.
They're trying to dial us again.
Ellie.
She's driving.
Ellie.
Ellie.
If she has her radio on, the delay will eventually come through.
Well,
and she'll
you know
start
what? I told
her.
I was hearing her radio. I said, hey, turn your radio down.
Oh, no. Ellie.
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 All right. She's not there.
No, she'll put it back up to her ear.
Wow. You are so patient.
It's just fun.
That's Friday. I'm dying to see what happens.
I wanted to hear what she had to say too. Why it failed the first time around?
Who the hell is
she
dialing?
I'll tell you one of the issues they've got, and this is the truth. At one time, the NFL was a TV show that nobody could get enough of.
Right.
You couldn't put enough NFL on TV. People would watch every second of every game all the time, and that's why they've gone to Thursdays and. They've got Mondays now
and Sundays
and even Saturday games. Yeah. And you've still got college football, and there was still an appetite for all of it. The problem is now you've seen the NFL sort of start to taper off. Yeah. Ratings have started to go down. People feel like those guys out there are hurting themselves, and I don't want to watch that.
Right. Mm. So or the kneeling. A lot of people dropped off
and
from
that's the
kneeling.
Other thing, too. So it'll be interesting. There may not be... There was an appetite at one time for another NFL league, football league. There may not be an appetite for more football.
And there is arena football still. It's just no one cares about it
caught.
Or watches it.
It's just never
My
caught.
My sister and her husband go to a lot of games. Wherever the, you know, they live in, I guess maybe it's a Fort Myers team or something.
Ellie?
Ellie, are you there? it can't
Ellie.
Be my mom because my mom wouldn't know anything about the XFL.
You know what? I'm going to answer that next line. Maybe that's Ellie, too.
Oh.
Oh, maybe that
Just
is
Just pick it up cold.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. I'll put this one on hold.
Ellie?
I can't even pick it up.
Ellie?
She might have got it before you. Is it her?
She did.
Oh, it's Ellie?
No. Oh. We both picked up and...
It didn't work.
And hung up on it.
It's over. I mean, this bit just failed.
Why did it fail the first time around?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's because trying to launch a competing football league is very difficult. All the real players, the talent ends up in the NFL, and it's seen as secondary, I think. College is still really exciting because college has been around for 100-plus years. People have affiliations to their alma mater and beyond. Plus, the betting thing is huge. And I don't know if there was that for the XFL.
Let's try two. Line two. It's Gregory.
Oh.
Gregory, your thoughts.
The XFL failed because after about 4 or 5 weeks, they started to have WWE-style storylines within the players that they had.
Oh,
funny.
It became less about competition and more about making some defensive tackle hate the offensive tackle. And they pushed that as storylines week after week after week.
So it just got silly. It turned into like wrestling football.
That is exactly correct.
All right.
And by the way,
yes.
He hate me. His real name is Rod Smart, and he had a 5-year career in the NFL after the XFL folded.
Oh, he hate me.
Yeah.
Gregory, what amazing information. Thank you for knowing how to work a phone in this day and age. It's amazing.
I'm Have a good weekend,
Have
guys.
Have a great Friday. That was wonderful.
Gregory.
What execution from Gregory.
Back to the good old days right. when people could call in and execute.
There are so many good stories. I am out of time. I'll try.
She Hate Me used to play for the Raiders, by the way.
Oh.
He did?
He Hate
yeah,
Me.
Yeah, and the Panthers and the Tennessee Titans.
I have a story about the Super Bowl coming up. And also just a quick aside, too. Did you know that Jerry Rice might be making a comeback? Have you heard that?
No.
I'll tell you about that after the...
Oh, I got... All right. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being here. Hope you have a great weekend planned. Or not planned, as we learned in the last news break. Planning your weekend ruins it. Don't do that. Right, Yuzi? Come
right.
on. I plan to be in my robe watching TV. Come on. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. We have just announced that we have a live secret show coming up on Valentine's Day, and we're headed back to the Fairmont San Jose.
Yeah, we are.
That place is great. It's a huge, beautiful room. We'll pack lots of you in there. I'm sure they're serving some food. It is a 21 and up event, and we're starting to give away the tickets. So 8:30 is your next chance to win your way in. We're super excited about it. They're also doing a PJ drive.
Mm-hmm.
Part of their 30th anniversary down there, and so they're doing like 30 amazing acts of a meaningful acts. And one of the charitable acts is their 11th annual Open Your Heart Pajama Drive. So be thinking along those lines. Visit their website and check it out. Bring down a pair of pajamas.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. We'd like to kickstart that for them. Because I think the official day is March 2nd. They're actually
That'd
having
be great
people
if
drop
we could
stuff
give them,
off.
You know, a couple hundred pairs of pajamas
that
for
would be
any
great.
Age.
Bring some PJs.
Mm-hmm. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by, you know, I should have asked you off the air before we got to this point, but I didn't want to get off my chair, so
I'll it's just so do hard, it on I the know. Air.
You know, we have a lady doing the midday show here on Alice,
yeah.
but her name is the same as the one that sets off those things.
Yes.
We can call her Lexi.
Should we start a drive to change her name so we can actually mention her?
I always feel bad. Like, I want to actually say when she's coming up, but I feel like I don't want to set everyone's
machine
up.
She's actually filling in for Jane today. She's been filling in for Jane. But I believe because of us mentioning that, what you just mentioned, we did a few weeks back. So I believe she now is going by Lexi.
Okay, Lexi it is.
Yeah.
We're sorry if we wind up setting off your
echo.
Right. But
obviously,
Lexi is
I had original loyalty to the past girl
Gretchen.
Who filled that position.
Right.
But it's been a while now, and we still don't mention. It's like she doesn't work here, and she does.
And
we
she
see
totally
her every
does.
Day. So I wanted to sort of straighten that out.
So you can say Lexi.
Lexi will be filling in for Jane this afternoon.
Right.
No longer she who shall not be named.
Right.
Lexi it is. All right. Good to know.
And the reason it hadn't been mentioned before is because... It
if
sets
you add
off
an
those
A
thingies.
To that, yeah.
All right, good news. I'm glad to hear it. Yes. I'll try to make a point of mentioning that more often now. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
The Super Bowl is not this weekend, but next.
The Grammys are this weekend.
Yes. I actually am looking. Oh, my God.
Oh
I shouldn't
oh, no.
say it because
oh, what
it's
going it?
To be on your. It might be on your segment.
Oh, no, go ahead. Do it.
You're going to rat it?
We're not going to have time. All we have is new music
yeah,
in the next segment.
Don't give it another thought.
Check this out. So one of the rock bands that's up for a Grammy had just announced that they're not going to go because they were told in advance the rock category will not be televised. So
oh,
when
yeah.
they...
What's the name of the band?
Avenged Sevenfold has said, yeah, we don't want to come because you're not even going to show our category... On
whether,
the broadcast.
Whether we win or not.
Why?
Why aren't they?
Because it's not, I guess, I'm assuming it's because rock has fallen back in popularity to rap and pop.
Yeah. Mm,
that is a shame.
It is a shame because that doesn't help it regain its
right.
past glory by pushing it off the telecast.
Yeah, it would be great. Yeah. Less categories. Less awards overall.
There's 84 categories.
Yeah,
at
there's
the
too many GD categories. How about we just do, I don't know, 15 categories? Then we can watch all the performances. They won't be rushing people along. It won't be nearly so boring. Mm. Like, come on, they could whittle that down.
That was a kind of a pretty big, because I like the Grammys. I think it's neat. It's
sure,
a big music
music's
show.
Biggest night.
But it really is a kick in the Richard to think that they've just taken rock and removed it.
And it's still going to be a 4-hour long.
Right.
Do you think they should get rid of the best tropical Latin album?
Yes. Well, I think that should get mentioned after rock, but that's because I'm a rock fan.
I bet you that's not televised either.
How about best song written for visual media? Should they get rid
know.
Of that?
Well, we don't know which are televised and which aren't.
Best
but for rock not to be televised, it seems
for them to be
ridiculous.
Told your category won't be televised. I can see why they would say, well, then...
Didn't they just have Metallica on there, like, last year or the year before? Like, they, you know, when they were up for their album?
Yeah, but I don't know if... And they also gave a... They give a metal Grammy. And last year, Megadeth won it, I think. And I don't know if that was televised or not. Yeah. I didn't watch the whole broadcast, so I can't say. Obviously,
no,
you and I both know.
Either.
By then, we're, like, bedbound.
They ended the best polka album in 2009.
You know, less categories. More inclusion.
Anyway, the Super Bowl is not this weekend, but next.
All right, I'm excited about it. I wonder who will win.
This is a popular question. Should the day after the Super Bowl be a national holiday?
Yes,
100%.
Yes, yes.
You know what? At one time, yes. I actually, though, see its waning popularity becoming a real issue for people. Like,
it's still the biggest football game. It's still the most watched TV show. And we're lucky. It starts at 3 o'clock our time. And so it's over,
so
you know,
what the East Coast
8 or 9.
Has to put up with.
The East Coast, it doesn't start until 6 p.m.
It's pretty late.
I mean.
Isn't that the number one day? You've done the stat before. The number one day, the day after Super Bowl, is the number one day people call in sick.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, 72% of HR managers think the Monday after the big game should be a paid holiday. They got a list of 6 different events and had to choose which one should get a holiday. 72% said the day after the Super Bowl. The second most popular choice was the day after the NBA Finals. And that got 5% of the vote.
Yeah.
It's a lock.
Yep.
Everyone
agrees.
Because
even if you don't care about football, you've been invited to a Super Bowl party. Mm-hmm. There's so much more to it. The ads are a huge component of it. You don't even have a pony in the race. You still wind up watching at least some of it.
Speaking of the ads, when I brought this up, Hooman said, I may have some of the ads. Now, before you get to them, I just want to mention real quick that I'd mentioned Jerry Rice's possible comeback. So here's what some of this comes out of. This is an interview where someone asked him, you could play today, right? And he said, Jerry Rice said, I was joking around with Gruden, who's now just taken the coaching job for the Raiders. And he said to Gruden, look, I still got 80 catches in me.
80 and, catches in me. That's it, though.
And he was like, don't joke because I will sign you. That's what Gruden said to Jerry Rice.
Oh, that's funny.
And Jerry Rice
How old
said,
is Jerry Rice now?
He's 55. He's
oh, Jesus.
50s.
Okay, so this is just hilarious, right?
Well, he's still, I know one thing for a fact. At the beginning of this season, him and, and Steve Young both showed up at 49ers practice. Jerry went out and caught passes. Steve Young stayed in the background and was like, yes, I feel the desire to be out there, but no. But Jerry Rice was suited up and catching balls.
That's funny.
He misses it.
The most catches in one season is 143.
From him?
From Jerry?
No,
or
from,
just in general?
In general, yeah. A guy named Marvin Harrison.
But Jerry did play 21 seasons and currently owns the league record in career receiving yards.
And he has 80 catches left in him.
He had 122 in one season.
78.
He's tied for seventh.
And lastly,
it'd be awesome if he did.
The person interviewing him said, if John said to you, Jerry, I want to come sign you, would you go to camp? And Jerry Rice said, I would be on the football field in a heartbeat.
That's actually a little bit heartbreaking.
It's not. He loves it.
It's sad, it's though, because he's old and he'll get broken. And the thing that sucks about it so bad is that you grow up with football or, you know, whatever your sport is. You love it. You get to play in the pros. And then you retire. I mean, like, for 40 to be old, like we said, oh, God, Brady's so old. Favre was so old. But they come out and they're not old anymore. They're not old people. And it's not like they don't still love football or love playing it. They just are too old to do it. I think that's tragic that Jerry Rice is like, I don't care. I'm 55 and I will risk breaking, being smashed into a million tiny pieces just so I can get out there and feel that feeling again.
You're saying that, but he's the best of all time. He'll be incredible.
Is that really? You know what, though? When you're the best of all time, you go out when you're still the best of all time. You don't come back
on your
and
own
let
terms.
People watch you.
No way. You pad your stats.
Into one of those junk cars where they crush you down in a junkyard. Now you're just a cube of wreckage.
You don't know.
I right. do know.
So the Super Bowl commercials are one of the reasons people tune in. And Hooman said he had a couple to show us. So
yes.
We won't play the whole thing, but let's give us some clips.
So real quickly, one I'm not going to play. PETA has a super controversial ad
they
this year.
They do.
And it's a minute 41 seconds, but it's basically this executive from the meat industry who walks into a Catholic church and wants to confess to a priest in one of those confessional booths. And he says, I have to confess, no animal has ever been treated well. I don't know what people are talking about when they talk about organic meat. There's no such thing as natural. And he's going on and on and on. And the priest finally looks at him and says, there's no forgiveness for you. We have to draw the line somewhere. So that's going to play.
Guy, what's
James
the
Cromwell.
James Cromwell.
So it's going to make me cry.
Yeah. And then at the end, it says, go vegan.
Yeah. He's telling the, you know, America, you got to go vegan.
So this one's kind of funny. It's a Pringles ad. They're on a commercial set, and then what they're going to be describing is stacking different flavors of Pringle chips on top of each other.
Make your own custom flavors.
Exactly.
That's it. Hey, that's the SNL kid.
Oh, you guys missed the punchline
because
you started talking.
What was it?
Well, it's too late now.
Well, tell us what the punchline was.
Well, the guy from the back, you know, tries to join in and say, hey, you should do this tag. And he goes, nobody's asking you, Kevin.
Oh.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you would have watched it raw, you guys could just wait an extra 5 seconds.
In fact, Pringles are gross. Who cares? What's the next one?
I love Pringles.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God.
I like Pringles,
too.
I used to not like them, and all of a sudden, I started liking
them. I just like plain ones.
Yeah.
Plain old Pringles. Yeah. I'll eat the whole sleeve.
Are you pregnant?
Not that I know of.
That'd be a miracle.
It would be a miracle.
Something's weird if you all of a sudden like some food.
Yeah.
That sounds like a pregnant thing.
No.
Yeah, sometimes you don't eat it for a while. You think you don't like it. You try it. And you're like, why have I wasted so much time
eating this? Taste changes.
Yeah. Do they sell Pringles down in the lunchroom?
If you were a kid and you didn't like to eat Brussels sprouts or whatever, and then all of a sudden, you know, you grow up and try them, you're like, oh.
These are delicious.
Yeah.
I still don't like them.
So this next one is, it's another teaser trailer for the actual commercial, and it's Morgan Freeman, Peter Dinklage. But in this version, you'll see Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes coming out to support each of them. So
this is the war between Doritos
and Mountain Dew.
And Mountain Dew. Got
so here
it.
We go. All right.
Oh, Buster, that's awesome. Yeah, I said Buster.
That's going to
be very cute.
That's a weird one.
Well, come on.
Men in France could be fined the equivalent of $435 if they follow women in the street, whistle at them, make loud comments about their appearance, or ask for their phone numbers.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. So if you accost a woman out on the street.
They're proposing a new law to combat sexual
harassment. Hey, does that go both ways?
Oh, because that happens?
Yeah,
sure
if that did happen, men would be like, okay, what? Where do you want? Yes, you can have my number. I'd love to bang you.
It's not in
the
law
yet. I did dress this way for you.
But it's coming. And I...
Very interesting.
I can see the Me Too movement is headed many different directions, including this way. I told you a while back, I think we're going to see the kind of change where women ask people out. You'll be in charge.
Yeah, good. I'm fine with it. Whatever it takes. I call it the cut the S movement.
All right. I better do some text. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh,
here's
boy,
a couple.
That's loud.
Hearing a caller made me nostalgic for the days when Hooman actually did something on the show. I miss how involved you guys were with your audience. Now it's just text. Like this one. LOL.
It's funny because I do kind of, you know, the problem with the phone calls when everyone got a cell phone was that they consistently sucked. The audio was bad. Yeah. Someone went through a tunnel. There was just dropped out. It just, when people were on landlines, it was great. We used to use callers all the time. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it became everybody had a cell phone, it just got, it got really bad.
Yeah.
And so for me, text was a godsend because we can still hear everything. We hear it. You've written it. It's, we can save them up. We don't have to take 50 phone calls to get to everybody's thoughts. But I agree. I love taking phone calls. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I think maybe, you know, the cell, we do contests sometimes where we'll take it or someone will call it. But anytime you have 2 cents to put in, do it. Call the cell.
Except for Ellie.
The other problem
she
is,
she does not know how to work a phone.
I think if you use the phones a lot, you actually start to train people who are calling in to know to jump on and to know that.
Right.
And if it's, I mean, I, for lack of a better way to describe it, you train people who are calling how to use the phone and be on the air. If they're not practiced, you get what we got earlier with Ellie, which is, even though she got the full-on direction, listen, what you need to do is you need to be listening, turn your radio down, talk quickly, get to your point, and then there she is. Beep! 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 Beep, 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 beep. You're like, wow.
I actually weirdly loved that.
People liked it too.
People were writing in. But I do, going back to that, I do worry about distracted driving.
Right.
So that's another issue that I have.
Yep. Yeah, it's definitely, it's, I don't know if it's ever coming back the way it was, but we welcome your phone calls. Anytime you want to call in, you just have to make sure you listen to the directions we give you before you hop on the air.
925. So my son went from being single, just him and his dog, living life, dating anybody he wanted 9 months ago to... He is now in a relationship, moved in with his now pregnant girlfriend and her 3-year-old. Total 180 in less than a year.
That's fine.
Is it fine?
She's got a grandkid on the way.
This
wonderful.
Grandma's going to call that woman quicksand for the rest of their days.
Or maybe it'll work out and be the best thing that ever happened to him.
My boy fell into quicksand and he's never been able to get it. I've been throwing him
anything. He's on his way to becoming an adult. Isn't that sort of what you expected all along? I know, it's heartbreaking when your kids leave, but you got to just let them live and make their own mistakes.
Pump the brakes, boy. Mm-hmm. Don't move in and use a condom. Come on.
Well... Now quicksand has her hooks in your boy. He's doomed. That's it. The end. He's just becoming an adult. He's going to make his own mistakes and his own decisions, and you just have to hope that the groundwork that you laid is enough.
Clearly not.
Yeah. We all make mistakes. And this might not be a mistake. Who knows? Maybe this will be the epic love story of all time.
Walking dead center into quicksand is never good.
Stop it. Oh, my God. Maybe he sees her mothering that 3-year-old and he's like, I can't wait to have a kid with you because you're an excellent mother. Wow, 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 am I lucky. And my mom will know how lucky she is someday, too. Listen, I'm just trying to make the best of this for you, lady.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The music. And boy, oh boy, has Hooman put together a doozy
for
us.
Oh,
my.
Wait.
Just hold on to your hats, everybody. We're turning things over to Hooman right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.